Chasing Big Joe, presented by Regal Realty Group, 102.5-106.3 The Game. He's Big Joe Duman. Chase McCabe with you on this Tuesday. A lively Halloween show, that is for sure. We say hello now to former Titans punter Brett Kern, who joins us usually on Mondays. He got to put the sword in the, I don't know if it's a rock or what it is, on Sunday. But Brett, what's up? How are you?
What's going on? Yeah, that's pretty cool. Sunday, it was like a big rock full of sand, so the sword would stick in there. So he got to put that thing in there, and it was a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, so it was you and Warren Moon. I mean, that had to be cool, standing there next to a Hall of Famer.
Yes, that was. I mean, there was a lot of, alum down there and, you know, guys with some gold jackets and White Shoes was up hanging out with him a little bit yesterday on Sunday. So it was good. There was a big turnout. I think there was like 180 guys that came back for alumni weekend. So a lot of former teammates I got to see, and a lot of guys that played for, you know, the Oilers when they were in Houston, and, you know, kind of hearing some of their stories. And so it was a really cool event.
I'm curious of, you know, your perspective is just retiring recently, but with the organization and what Amy's been able to do and kind of combining the history with the Houston Oilers and bringing a lot of those guys back and then the Titans, as you mentioned, how important is that to the organization and to the players to have such an open door with basically what's kind of two franchises in one?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty special. You know, to be able to do that, you know, to go from Houston up to here and then for Houston to actually get a team, right, you know, with the Texans. And so I think some guys, you know, they're loyal to Houston, but they know that this is the organization that they were a part of. And so for Amy to – even when Bud was around, when I first got here, when Bud was here, there was no alumni day. There wasn't anything like that to bring guys back. You know, whether it's from the Titans or, you know, from the Oilers. And so when the switch came and Amy took over, that was one of her priorities. I think she really wanted guys to come together, you know, from really one organization. But, you know, it kind of feels like two at times because, like I said, one was in Houston, one's here. And so it feels different. But I think she just wants guys to come together like, hey, we're all one. And so to be able to get together, hang out, tell stories, of what it was like back in Houston, you know, playing in the Astrodome and obviously being up here in Nashville. And a lot of guys that were down there were like, you know, this is one of my first times I've been to Nashville. I don't really know what it's like. And, you know, so, you know, the storytelling was great. And I think she's done a great job of really kind of meshing one organization from two different backgrounds.
Talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern.
Brett, what was it like seeing Will Levis in that debut on Sunday? You've seen in your many years rookie quarterbacks make debuts in the National Football League. Your thoughts on Will Levis?
It was pretty nice, wasn't it? He was the deep ball was working. He had a lot of things going for him. I think the biggest thing, he kind of seemed pretty fearless with his throws. He was just kind of throwing it to the spots and letting guys go get it, right? Especially with D-Hop. He did a great job. And so I think the biggest thing that I took away from it was, you know, the game, you know, Vrabel talks all the time, like in team meetings about how the game needs to be won in the trenches, right? So, you know, our defensive line going out there, six sacks, pretty much got a quarterback pulled at halftime. I guess they say the concussion, but, I mean, really, you know, the defense was getting after him. And how that looks, you know, with Art, how he had to call plays, right? If you're getting that pass rush, you can't really do play action. You can't really throw the ball deep because the pressure's too much. Where in the Titans' case, the protection was there. So now you have your play action, right? And Derek is being Derek. They're run blocking well. So now he goes over 100 yards, which opens up a lot of things for Will to be able to throw a deep ball, right? If you get people coming at you hard, you know, play action is not going to work. Throwing a deep ball is not going to work. And so then you become really one-dimensional, and that's obviously something you never want. So Titans were able to run the ball well. They were able to pass the ball, whether it was short, intermediate, even deep throws. And, you know, having somebody like Derek, having somebody like D-Hop for a guy like Will is, you know, it's really good for him to come out there and have those two weapons to be able to kind of fall back on.
Did it warm your soul to see a fake punt?
Yeah, it warmed my soul, but then they ended up punting, right, like three plays later. So that's like, That has happened to me like 3 or 4 times where it's like you're working on this fake and it's just a PP dive. Like it's an easy, like you can do that fake in your sleep, right? And so it's the ones that you like really work on and you're just like, hey, you know what? I remember one, I think it's 2018 that I threw to Kevin Byard in the flat against the Chargers and he got the first down. And it's like, all right, we've worked on this fake for months, right? Just the timing and the look, you know, the matchup, and you might only get once or twice the whole season to do it. And when it's done, you get the first down and then let's get some points out of it. There's been times where we ran a fake like Sunday and then you're back out there 3 plays later and you're like, well, that was kind of, you know, not worth it. So, right. But it was good to see it.
What was the, was it a fake field goal or a punt? You got hurt on one of them. One time.
Oh, well, the fake field goal against Tampa, that about, you know, sent me to early retirement. Devin White was supposed to, I think he was supposed to follow Mycole Pruitt in the flat. He saw I was rolling out to the left. Mycole was going the complete opposite way and being a smart football player. He's like, well, he's not going to stop and throw it across the field. So I'm just going to go tattoo this guy. And I think I saw a chiropractor Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then finally, like that Sunday of the following, I was starting to actually get movement in my neck. That's why I raised my hand in high school. Like, who wants to kick and punt? Well, I'll do it. You don't get hit. So, so the times that I do get hit, I'm not built like a football player. I'm built like a soccer player. And so getting hit like that really sends my body into a different place. So
the anticipation when you're getting to do a fake punt, that's got to be a next level anxiety for, at least for me, Brad. Be like, my anxiety's always off the charts. I'd be, oh, let's pull this off. It would be kind of just weird thinking, all right, here we go, this fake punt, we got to get it done. Here we go, we've worked on it, and all this other stuff, all these things going through my mind, and then next thing you know, there's the snap. It's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, at least with the fake punt, you practice it over and over and over again, and so finally, it's like, all right, I have the opportunity to do it, and you've practiced it so many times. Probably once a week, once every other week, I'd practice throwing to the gunners. Like, you know, in the gunners, you see some teams do it. Hecker did it a bunch when he was in LA with Bones as his coordinator. But, you know, they run like that 10-yard stop route, and Hecker just throws it to them because the jammer is playing way off, and it's an easy first down. I mean, probably once every 2 weeks, I would practice that throw. And I think one year, you know, I did a pump fake, and it was like a stop and go. To the end zone. But that was fun. I mean, it wasn't complete, but it was sure fun to do it. So, when you run a fake, you're like, finally, I get to do this thing. And you've practiced it so many times, just go out and do it. Now, the fake field goal, that one I was nervous about because I was the one running. I didn't have an option to throw it or nothing. It was just me running and hopefully, you know, I could outrun somebody, but that obviously blew up in my face. So,
former Titans punter Brett Kern is here with us. A few hours until the trade deadline. You know, obviously the big trade last week was Kevin Byard, and tough to see him go. I don't anticipate much today from the Titans, but what about you?
I hope not. I think, you know, when you have somebody like Derek, who's Derek Henry, when he's running the ball, you know, in the O-lines, able to run block. He is a very valuable weapon because he keeps the defense, you know, on their toes, right? You want to defend the run because Derek is that kind of weapon, which then it opens up deep passes like Sunday, right? And somebody like D-Hop, don't you think Jordan Love would want Devonta Adams right now, right? Mm-hmm. Having somebody to be, kind of that security blanket. And you'd think, you know, in Vegas, Jimmy G would be, you know, throwing it to Devontae as much as he could, but he's not. And so I think you look at teams, the successful ones, like the quarterback, you know, has that weapon at running back or maybe two running backs, right? They have that stud receiver that they can throw to when they're in a pinch or even a tight end, right, with Mahomes and Kelsey. So I think the Titans have that in D-Hop and Derek. And I just think, you know, being 3-4, obviously it was a huge game Thursday night. I just don't think it's time to get rid of any. But, it's a business. And so, yeah, I mean, you never know.
You never know for sure.
Are Thursday night games weird with the timing, Brett? I mean, you got the 3 days normal, and then you got to travel. I mean, they're traveling tomorrow to Pittsburgh. Is it take a while to get used to? It's just, I think that would be kind of in a bit confusing with the, because you guys like routines, and now you're thrown out of a routine again.
Yeah, you're definitely thrown out of a routine. It's difficult. Thankfully, I feel like for the longest of times, you know, we would go down to Jacksonville and play Thursday night games. I just felt like that for years. And so, you know, that's not a long flight, easy trip. Same thing with Pittsburgh, you know, hour and 15-minute flight. But, yeah, it's different. Your routine, you know, Monday you're kind of just trying to get over what happened the day before. And, you know, the next thing you know, you're on the turf again doing a walkthrough. Tuesday you're cramming in kind of Wednesday and Thursday all meshed together. And, you know, for me, I would always punt like Wednesday and Thursdays. But, you know, when you have a Thursday game, all of a sudden you have to go on Tuesday. So you get that last day of rest. And obviously it's like that for everybody. And the next thing you know, you're kind of condensing Wednesday morning into a Friday practice, a Saturday walkthrough. You're just condensing everything, and it can get a little crazy. The only good part is, you know, once the game's done, then you kind of have a mini bye, which is unfortunate because the Titans just came off their bye. So kind of you want this Thursday game to do a little bit later in the year so you can get kind of 2 bye weeks. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy. It happens fast. But, you know, the other team obviously has to deal with it too. So it'd be a really good test for them, you know, especially the offensive line with T.J. Watt and Highsmith, you know, coming off the edges. So it'll be a good test.
Well, Brett, appreciate it as always. It will be a fun one on Thursday, and we'll talk to you next week.
I'm good. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Brett Kern, former Titans punter, joining us here on the program. We will come back, put a bow on things, and celebrity birthdays, as usual.
Yeah, I wonder how big Brett's eyes got when that linebacker for Tampa's coming to put him into another planet.
Because
doesn't Pat McAfee talk about that, how he ran a fake field goal, went up the middle? Is it Ray Lewis that hit him?
Troy Polamalu, the C-gap.
Yeah, Polamalu took his head off. I remember that.
He's like, I'm going to score a touchdown. And after he gets there, there's Polamalu just knocks him out.
Yeah. God. We'll do celebrity birthdays. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.